Great, okay then. Right, we're on another podcast today. It's, what day are we today? It's the 11th of September?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, great. And we've got Rhys and Chris in the van today. But Rhys has recently been initiated, I think is the right word, for about podcasting. So anyway, over to you, Rhys. What do you think?
Thank you, yeah. Well, I my name is Rhys. I'm the owner of Copper Pot Cafe based on Division Street in Sheffield. We've recently just done a rebrand because we were known as Mango Bean before, which was part of a franchise, and now we're doing an exciting new venture called Copper Pot, and yeah, it's going quite well.
It's how long have you been going now?
So we did the rebrand about 5 weeks ago, and since then we've sort of seen a steady increase compared to what we were doing before. And with the students on the verge of coming back, obviously we're hoping for it to be very busy during that period. But we've seen a nice growth, which is what we're looking for. So, yeah.
Oh, good. So, I must admit, Mango Bean, I think I did come in here when it was... I didn't realise it was quite so recent, your rebrand. Copper Pot sounds more British.
Very true, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean... Mango Bean was part of a franchise, and well, it wasn't really right for the street. The street is very independent. It's very sort of rustic, and there's lots of sort of coffee shops in the area, and I don't think it was really the right fit. So that's the reason why we rebranded. It was just a better fit for the area, I think. Yeah.
So you felt more comfortable about the name. You could sell it better. You know, get people.
Yeah, sort of. I put my own touch on it rather than because Mango Bean is the franchise. I didn't really have much input into sort of, you know, how it looked, right. What was served. You know, whereas now it's completely run by me and Kevin, my business partner, right. And we can do essentially what we want. Right. Which is working a lot better than it did.
Did you feel sort of like, I don't know, like a prisoner, or you couldn't express yourself, as you say?
I would say that, yeah. We were very restricted on the menu and sort of how we marketed things. And yeah, we had to... A lot of the time it was about sort of asking permission, and I didn't really like that. I obviously own a business, and I need to sort of... do what I need to do to make it work.
Right. So it did constrict you then?
Yeah.
So how did you get into this business? I mean, you're young. What else have you done? Where did you come from?
Yeah, well, my background, I started my working career in Domino's Pizza as part of a franchise. So a little bit of a different industry, but I mean the principles are the same. You know, the way you run a store with labour and costs, margins. I've always sort of really liked coffee, and I was looking for a franchise business to start up in. I was looking for something which was new and fresh, and something which, well, I was hoping to have an input into it. You know, and something which wasn't too well built up yet.
Right.
And Mango Bean really seemed like that because they were brand new and they had a couple of stores, so the cost should have been a lot lower than, you know, one of the more prestigious...
established.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that's essentially why I chose Mango Bean over the others, because there's locations available, it seemed more reasonable, and I thought I'd be more... able to put an input into it, but that wasn't the case, unfortunately.
So you kind of learnt, I mean, you learnt your lesson,
Yeah.
Which is good. So did you? I mean, are you a university student, ex-student, or how did you get into the actual Domino's, or did you?
Well, I started in Domino's while I was at college. I was doing photography at the time, and I just needed a part-time job. Okay. So I started as a part-time delivery driver. Really liked it, and I sort of finished college and worked my way up to a store manager position.
Right.
And I run a few stores, you know, it went very well, but I don't know, I just decided I wanted to do something for myself rather than making money for other people, essentially.
I think, there's entrepreneurs and there's people who want just, a quiet life and they have something that, money enough to go and spend at the weekends.
Mm.
Whereabouts are you from?
So, originally I'm from South Wales in Newport Gwent. However, my accent doesn't give much away. I'm aware of that. My mum's from London, so I've got a slight twang of Welsh, but I'm not. I don't have a very strong accent from there.
So, who do you support then? If your mother's Welsh,
your mother's
from London.
Yes.
So, where's the Welsh connection then?
Well, I was born in Wales, and my dad is Welsh. But because obviously Newport is very much on the border of, of England.
Yes.
Generally wouldn't find people around that area too much of a Welsh accent compared to, more into the valleys and further into Wales.
See, well, you're very close to the new bridges, aren't you, there? You can see the... when you come in, you're only just in Wales when you get to Newport at 5.
Yeah, the Severn Bridge isn't far at all, really.
No.
It's a 20-minute drive maximum, so,
So you were born there, and then you moved to...
Newcastle after that.
Right.
So I moved to Newcastle just for a fresh start, really. I just fancied seeing more of the country.
So you did that on your own then? You're brought up in Newport?
I was brought up in Newport, and my mum had already moved back to London by that point, so I didn't really have much in Wales to keep me there.
Right.
So I thought, well, I might as well just see what's around. So I moved up to Newcastle, and I got a job straight away as a store manager in Domino's.
Oh, okay.
So there was a job waiting for me, essentially, and that was fine. I was there for about a year, and then I moved down to Bolton, where I ran another Domino's pizza store.
Right.
That was fine as well. And then I moved to Sheffield. So, yeah.
So it's interesting that little story, I think you've obviously, by the sounds of it, you've learned a lot in a high-pressure environment. Domino's, obviously, is a big concern and so on.
Yeah.
And then presumably you had to perform to be able to still go there. And they obviously valued you. So you've taken that experience and you brought it to Sheffield. You tried your mango bean.
Yeah.
And now it's copper popped. So let's talk about the future. What's the plan forward now then?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of things we'd like to do with copper pot. We're looking at me and Jonathan Frost have been liaising about doing events held at copper pot.
Right.
So such as we're thinking of doing like a comedy night. Like a music night, book clubs, that sort of thing. But we're also going to be promoting local artists. We're thinking of having a type of gallery situation where local artists can display their art on the walls.
Oh, so as in creative artists rather than musicians?
Yes.
Artists.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Where they can display their art on the walls, and obviously sell their art if they wish to do so. Mm-hmm. People can come to view it, and then obviously we'll do like an artist of the month type thing.
Yeah. You would take a small cut from that, or is that the idea?
Yeah, we'll take a small commission.
Yeah.
Obviously a lot less than you would in, say, a gallery, because
right.
obviously it's... a bit more informal than a gallery, I suppose.
Right. Yeah.
So that's quite exciting. We're thinking of doing that. There's also the aspect, at the moment, we are simply a coffee shop with a small kitchen where we obviously cook the food.
Yeah.
But we are looking at down the line of getting an alcohol license so we can sort of stay open later and sort of do cocktails and sort of it's another avenue to take.
Right.
And we're constantly looking to expand on what we do, in relation to the range, essentially.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, you've got with the experience you have. Mm. I would have thought that would have been really, you know, useful. You know, but you know kind of what works, but you have to now make it specific to Division Street, this yeah. area you're in. I was asking Kevin earlier about hours you worked.
Yeah.
So, are you finding it? It takes you it's more hours, or are you finding you enjoying doing the working hours, or what's?
Do you mean in comparison to Manga Bean, or do you?
Yeah, well, could be. Yeah, or just generally, how do you feel? I mean, I always think entrepreneurs put in a ridiculous amount of time, yeah, because they enjoy it, but they don't realise just how much time of your life's taking it up.
Yeah,
take those takes up.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of work. Yeah. Compared to sort of previous occupations,
yeah.
such as Domino's, the working hours are very different. Obviously, Domino's is primarily sort of evening, sort of and weekends,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the coffee shop is primarily obviously morning, afternoons, and we find that sort of weekdays are busier than weekends at the moment, just because there's a lot more office workers around,
right?
And they want their coffee in the morning, and then obviously in the afternoon for some lunch,
right?
So we are putting a lot of hours in at the moment. We are waiting for the students to come back from obviously their break, and we're hoping obviously then we'll find a more varied hourly. You know, so we'll find that this it's busier for longer periods.
Yeah. So
We're doing quite a few hours at the moment. At the moment, we're just open 9 till 5, just purely because doesn't really warrant being open later at the moment, just yeah. because there's not enough people around.
But then, if you're holding these events and things, mm. that will bring in.
Yeah.
So would you bring extra, you know, you've got volunteers, this is where you bring in your mates and friends and things like that to support you? And
well, we do have some staff members which are on standby at the moment. They understand that, you know, in September when the students come back,
yeah.
we're probably going to need staff. But I do apologise.
Oh, we have a phone there. That's nothing.
Sorry about that.
So. Well, that's okay. We've had phones on before, but right.
So they're on standby, and we will bring them on board as and when we need them.
Right.
They're students, so they're not too fussed about sort of how many hours they work a week.
Right.
It's more convenience for us and them, really. Presumably,
I'm guessing that they will also spread the word.
Yeah,
amongst
yeah.
the population.
Yeah, they've got friends and stuff around the city, and obviously they bring them in when they can, and obviously they're great for getting the word out to the students about
yes,
what's
exactly.
happening.
I mean, this is something. There's nothing better than the word of mouth promotion and things.
Yeah.
That's great. So it's a really good introduction to the Copper Pot. I thought what I'd like to be able to do is, you know, report back on how you get on over the next... It's only 5 weeks into your rebrand.
Mm.
So next time when we do a podcast, which we'll be doing many of them, you can update that.
Yeah.
I really think it's exciting times, really. You know, people are being much more honest, I think, about businesses these days.
Yeah.
As opposed to a structure. Mm. Maybe these things, you know, you feel like you're doing a... it's worthwhile and you're enjoying it and so on, but yes, I would love to hear how you get on and,
thank you.
And see how it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Rhys.
No worries.
Great, and we'll sign off for today. So that's the 11th.